Yes, guten Tag, welcome, good morning, miyesere, serido, kido, and a warm welcome to all and sundry this Thursday morning. Now, our first conversation on Hello Port-Harcourt is all about the population challenges faced globally, not just Nigeria, globally. Now, sometime last year, I had a similar conversation in talking about maybe you should watch and maybe reduce the population. I can't remember who that caller was, but that person called and said, no, that is not what Nigeria needs. In fact, Nigeria should triple in population size. Okay. Now, just in case you didn't know, I made mention of this yesterday. The Earth has crossed the 8 billion mark. 8 billion mark. That means there are more than 8 billion people on this planet as we speak. And as we speak, some woman in UPTH, in BMH, or somewhere in Adebabri is giving birth right now. So 8 billion and counting right now. 8 billion people. Now, we live in a world now that a lot of people are talking about climate change, the impact of industrialization, blah, 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 blah. And it's a given. The more people there are, the larger the scale of destruction and the more impacted these people would be. You can't deny it. People are talking about, poverty issues. If you have 100 million people and 60 million people are struggling to eat daily, it may mean that it's not a particularly good scenario to be in. So, my question this morning is this. Do you believe a family size restriction is needed in Nigeria? Do you think that it's time for the Nigerian government to say, okay, all of you ladies, no more weather for two. If it rains, please lock your madam in the bush. You stay upstairs. Make sure you guys don't come together and make more babies. Do you think that's what's needed? Let's not forget, it's happened in this country. At one point in time, I think it was during the Babangida era, that it was encouraged. It was subtly stated that, hey, you know what? Try not to have more than three or four children. Remember, those of you who are old enough, all right? It was actually, pushed. Don't have more than four children per family. I have witnessed a census before where they came in, asked, mommy, daddy, what do you guys do? How many children? And we were three. Just three. But now, Nigeria's population is estimated to be over 200 million people. India and China are doing the most. 1 billion plus and counting each. Let me say that again. 1 billion plus and counting. Both countries. Both countries. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 08-09-030-6416. Again, get onto Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, please do refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make mention of it. And please don't make comments that might be seen as inciting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
All right, so already messages are coming through. Someone says some people will call now and say it is God that gives children. Yeah, so maybe it is God, but you know, children don't cost you know, 2 cents and maybe 10 kobo to raise these days. Have you been to the supermarket or the market? I have, and I do very regularly. I saw a tin, 500 grams of baby food between, you know, those what they call them, supplements, between 6 months to 12 months. You know, those, they have different ranges and whatever for them, right? Ladies and gentlemen, that can right now is about 3,200 naira. And I hear some babies, some of you have babies who can finish that tin in 4 days. In 4 days. In fact, a lady says her baby boy can go through one of those things in 3 days, depending on how excitable he is. Do you know what it is to spend 3,500 naira or 3,200 naira every 3 days? Every 3 days. Now, the person here says, I beg to differ. God does not give babies. All right, so whether God gives babies or not, the question is, we have a population, a huge one right now. So, would you suggest, would it be advisable for the government of Nigeria to say, hello, ladies and gentlemen, please, from now on, have ABC number of children. No more than this, please. And there are challenges to this, and I'll share with you after we return from this commercial break.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm very pleased we are back, and I'm very pleased to state that some of you have sent in messages about similar conversations that we had sometime last year. All right, I'm going to start here. Okay, and this one says, good morning, Jesus. It was Mrs. Zion who said who insisted that we need to increase population. Since I remember the conversation. All right, interesting. All right, another person here is saying that with all of these troubles in and around this country, people are still thinking of increasing our population. To what extent? All right, now, for the sake of this conversation, let me share with you, you know, for those of you who say that the population of Nigeria should not be curtailed, in fact, they should make sure more women get pregnant and they give birth to as many as they possibly can. All right, so let's start with Russia. Russia, you know the country, Russia, you know, the ones that are fighting with Ukraine right now? Yeah, that's people. Mm-hmm. So they have a geographical size of just about 17.98 million kilometers square area. 17, right? Canada is 9 million, or just under 10 million, right? China is just about the same thing, 9.7 million. The US is 9.3 million. Brazil is 8.5 million. India is 3.2 million. Now, you see, I'm bringing this for you to look at how large these countries are. Russia, that has the largest area, doesn't have as much in terms of human numbers, you know, in terms of numbers now, as many human beings who reside there. Russia, in fact, if you've heard of Siberia, you probably know it's a desolate area, you know, really cold. Not a lot of people go there. But India, that has a less size, geographical size, has as many people that China has. 1 billion. In fact, some scientists say that India may just overtake China. But it doesn't come without a cost. If you know anything about India, there's a problem with birth control. There's a problem with the economy, finances. There's a problem, a huge problem with the stratification. There's a lot of segregation as regarding to how rich or how poor you are. There are stories of people even selling their children so that they can make ends meet. They have a huge problem. And then if you juxtapose it to Nigeria, Nigeria is estimated to have one of the largest populations by 2050. In fact, if not the third largest. That's a very worrying sign. So, do you think our dear old federal government of Nigeria should tell you, should insist, not just you now, to your neighbor, that it's okay, Babakunle, you should not be giving birth to any more children? Now, some would say that's a trampling on their God-given right. But is it really? Let's find out. The other numbers to use, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Yes, weather for two, now you have eight children. Weather for two. Oh, it's twins. Oh my God, it is amazing. It's a thing of joy to have a child. But should we control the numbers? Ima is speaking to us from Ebonyi. Ima, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, bro. Good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us.
The population of America is more than Nigerian population into three times.
That's not
the
true.
The population of India is more than the population of Nigeria into 15 times. The population of China is more than the population of Nigeria into 30 times, and many other countries. Nigeria is not up to 120 million.
Oh.
And you're asking people, then, do you want us to be 1,000 citizens or 2,000 citizens in population?
But if you have a smaller population, you have a better chance of taking care of the population. There are pros and cons to this. Let's not deny that. Now, with 216 million projected people in Nigeria, it's projected. So by the census of next year, maybe we'll have a better estimate or a better idea of how many people there are in Nigeria. Now, the UN, in its latest World Population Prospects, right, says 8 billion people on the planet right now. 8 billion. 92.3. 8 billion. But this is the interesting thing about this particular report. Now, the global population is growing at its slowest rate since 1950, having fallen under 1% in 2020. The latest projections by the UN suggest that the world's population could grow to about 8.5 billion in 2030. That's 8 years from now. Now, don't forget, I made mention yesterday that when we were 7 billion, I remember when we were 7 billion, it was just about a decade ago. Ladies and gentlemen, people like you helped to make the world hit 8 billion in a decade plus. Just a decade plus. How you guys did it, I don't know. 92.3, good morning. Good morning. Oh dear. Busy numbers this morning. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, this is Zion from Port Harcourt.
Ah, yes, they said you were the one that said we should continue to increase our population. Interesting.
And nothing will change that opinion.
Really?
Nothing.
With the number of out-of-school children, with the number of unemployed youths, with the number of women who have complications at birth in Nigeria, you want more people to be giving birth?
Look at the mass land. Vast, underline that word. Vast mass land we have. Have we finished occupying those lands?
But the fact that you have a vast land doesn't mean you should have so many people so that you cover everywhere. Don't forget, the more degradation of the environment is not likely. It is directly proportional to the population. So more people, we need more housing. More people, we need more schools. More people, we need more hotels. Where are they going to come from? It's not the same environment you are trying to protect.
Land is one of the capital bases for development. Land. What we should be talking about is how can we manage this population? How can we make them to be productive? How can we make them to be commercialized?
Okay.
And how can we choose the economic factor of this population? Amid the population of Russia, were you aware they were going to confiscate people to go and fight war? They are tracking them. You must come. We are not coming. They were running. Protest. They were even arresting some. What was the problem? Their potentials was not enough when it comes into the population. Look at China. You cannot try China. All their population, their number from 18 years, they have already equipped to face any challenge. There are group of people that are selling abroad, as it's like in their constitution. Once you are 18, you are done with your school, they send you to a country. Go there and show your strength. They send you to the industry. But then what do we do? Oh, they are populated, though. They are working on the street, though. They are jobless, though. And funny enough, we subject the population to become illiterate, depending on people having, we train them to become parasites. That is why they are prone to crime, prone to prostitution, prone to kidnapping, armed robbery. Now, because we train them.
I'm sorry. There's so many calls. But let me say this. That same China that you just made mention, I remember last year we had a conversation. They said, yes, they want to increase their population. Now, the reason is that they were having an aging population. Their population is aging. The same thing.
Because of a policy they dropped about 20 years ago.
Yes.
Don't have more than one child.
Fine.
Don't have more than two children.
Good.
That was their problem. You can see the effect it has caused.
But what is the Nigerian problem? The Nigerian problem is you have a man in Adibabri somewhere. He has 27 children. How is he taking care of 27 children?
Why do you have to use that the battery of Bayelsa for that theory?
Because it's not a theory. I know. One of my uncles had 27 children. 27.
See,
27.
In a nutshell, population is good. If only we can unleash their potential. And here in Nigeria, here in River State or in the Niger Delta, we stand a better chance. The resources are there to use this, our population as youth, to achieve any potential or any height we can desire.
Okay. So, increased population. That is Zion's view. 93.3. Oh, there. Apologies. Now, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt. Welcome, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yes, my name is George. I'm calling from Roman World again.
Good morning, George.
When you talk about when you're talking about population and other things, then, I mean, you know why China is really into industrialization? Because of what? They have the population.
I don't think that's true. I don't think it's their population, because China last century was not developed.
I know technology is process involved, but look at what is happening in China today. Why people who go to China for production? They have the people, they have the population, and their labor is very cheap. That is why you see there is industrialization in China. That comes to the aspect of Nigerians. The planning is not really effective. What about the census? Do you know how many numbers of Nigerians today? It is assumption they are always telling us. They can tell us 2 million people. They can tell us 80 million. Everything is based on us.
Hello, George.
Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Hello? Okay, so there is no really accurate data. And if they are giving us a figure that 2050, understand me, that Nigeria is going to be populated, how are they going to go this process? I know the last time I checked, they conducted this 2006 or 2001. Have they really conducted census again? census is overdue. That is how we get the data and statistics.
That's next year. All right, that's coming in next year, George. All things being equal. That's 2.3. Oh, dear. Apologies. Let's get to read messages now. Yes. And this one here says, good morning, Jude. Having a population is not so much as the problem as having the mechanism to manage the population. In Africa and in Nigeria, that is not the case. So I advise that people stop having as many children as possible. Yes, we know it's a good thing to have a big family, but not when the system is not ripe for that kind of activity. Okay, Jude, good morning. I'm okay with two and one on the way. I have now too many children. Not a good idea, I beg. All right, but that's actually for financial reasons. But beyond just financial reasons, there's also an impact on the environment. Once again, look at Russia. It has a very large land size, right? Geographically speaking, China as well. But have you seen pictures of China in recent years? More and more people are coming to the urban centers, Beijing, Guangzhou, all those cities. You see skyscrapers right in China. You see apartment buildings, right? China is building upwards. They can't spread any longer because they're worried. The government is worried about hitting the natural resources. There are areas in China where they recycle the abandoned or the obsolete mobile devices and computer devices over the past 10, 20 years. Studies have shown that people who are in that area are exposed to heavy metal poisoning. All that is happening because they have a huge population. Labor is cheap. Yes, we agree. But at what cost? Having a huge population doesn't necessarily mean your productivity is on the rise. 92.3, good morning, please.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Oh, dear. Apologies. Once again, please, when you call in, do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. We know there are network challenges, but we'll do our very best to keep you online. 92.3, good morning.
Good morning, bro, Jude.
Good morning.
Yes, Okonkwo from Lumokuta.
Welcome.
Yes, the whole world comes to the population level of 8 billion.
And counting.
The reason was because of early this year, China government gave order to the citizens that they should begin to have more than one child. So that they will increase the population of China that is already 2.6 billion. So now, since that last year, married families have started to produce. And imagine we have 2.6 billion before the announcement. Imagine how many millions that have added. So it's because of the China population that is now triggering or increasing the population of the world. I'm concluding by saying, Brother Jude, Nigeria is not populated. Why we are complaining? Because Nigeria is not a producing nation, but a consuming nation. If Nigeria were to be a producing nation, well industrialized nation, they would have been demanding for people to even give back to 30 or 40 children in every family. It's not a producing nation. So it is a consuming nation, but not a producing nation. Thank you, Roger.
I hope I never get to see that day. You want 2030? Really? Okay, now let's look at world populations at the moment. All right, as of 2020, China 1.43 billion. India, close by 1.3 billion. Like I stated, some studies show that India may even overtake China. There are benefits, right? There are benefits. Yes, you get to have more labor. People can diversify. Look at China. Almost everybody has a very amazing skill. The Chinese, when the Chinese appear at the Olympics, whoa, they're everywhere. And I mean everywhere. Almost every single event has a Chinese representative. It's good. Increases national identity and improves, your visibility. There's no doubt about it. But how much it costs for China to operate that kind of system. The same thing with the US. The population of the US is 331 million. That's a 2020. Pakistan, 220. Brazil, 212. And now Nigeria. And estimates have it, or rather projections have it, that Nigeria would overtake Brazil. It's been a given for at least half a century that the largest black population on this earth is in Nigeria. It's a given. But how is Nigeria going to manage? Let me read out some of the countries beneath for you to show you how serious this conversation is. Look at Mexico. Look at Russia. Russia has 145 million. Can a Nigerian GDP cope or match in favorable terms with Russia? Look at the Philippines. Look at Egypt. Look at Vietnam. Look at Turkey. Turkey has a population of just under 90 million. Yet, most Nigerians go to Turkey to buy Turkish rug, Turkish suits, everything in Turkey. Yes, I agree, Nigeria is not a producing nation. But before Nigeria gets that producing state, isn't it time they reduce the population? And don't forget, whether it's Nigeria, whether it's India, whether it's China, whether it's America, the world's demand for food is increasing. It's increasing. That's why you have, hello, inflation. Anyway, what does Jude know? All right, Jude, good morning. I think it's time that Nigeria Info, not Nigeria Info, please. Oh, we are not the one, hey, please. We are not the one saying don't have more than one or two children. The question is, should government have restrictions on the number of children a family should have? I do not say Nigeria Info is saying, please, 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 don't take us out of context. Don't misrepresent us, please. Oh my goodness, please. All right, we'll be wrapping up shortly. Let me read a few messages. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. It's also available on Twitter. All right, you can find us there on Twitter. For me, I think it is needed in this country because one of the major issues the countries face is population challenges. Yes, yes, yes. Population. It's a big problem. Big problem. Well, it's not done yet. There are more conversations and we'll probably have more of those as they come through. My name is Jude. Hello, Pataka returns.